Here at the International Biomass Conference and Expo, I'm at the ICM exhibit, and with me is Dr. Bert Bennett. And we're going to talk a little bit about an announcement that made this week by ICM about the deployment of the biomass gasification system. And first, Bert, why don't you just tell us what about this system itself, how long you've been working on it?
Thank you, Cindy. We've been working on this unit for more than 3 years. We've actually put it in development in 2007. We built the unit and put it to action in 2009. We've been operating for more than 2 years. We've tested over 7,000 tons of different fuels, 13 different feedstocks, 2,100 hours in operation. We're really pleased with how the unit has performed, and now we've officially begun to commercialize it.
Okay, so what does this mean? What does this mean for other ethanol plants out there? What is the significance of the deployment of the system?
The significance is a new commercial platform to look at ways to bring other energy sources into ethanol facilities and other industries, not just ethanol. We're interested in biomass. We're interested in refuse-derived fuels. We're looking at industrial processes, steam, heat, power, integrating our system into current plants and a broad base of power production.
Now, during this time, you tested a number of different feedstocks, more than a dozen. Tell us about some of the hits and misses that you had.
We probably put close to 4,000 tons of wood chips. That's sort of the standard. A very easy fuel to do. We like that fuel a lot. We call that definitely a hit, and I think anybody in the gasification world would agree. We've done a lot of RDF fuels, the RDF refuse-derived fuel from MSW. We like that fuel a lot also. We've done that, and we've mixed it with tire chips, and we've successfully gasified that fuel. There's a lot of energy there, and that has worked very well for us. Some of the more challenging fuels might be the manures, where just to be frank, they may try and you're asking someone to gasify dirt and mud. So we've found those fuels a little more challenging, but when we've dried those fuels, when we've mixed them with other fuel sources that have a little more energy to them, we were able to successfully gasify them. We successfully gasified poultry litters that have been relatively dry and a reasonable organic matter. So they were successes in that respect, and some of the more challenging ones is when you just put a lot of water in there and they're very wet and a lot of ash material into it. So we've been very pleased. Like I said, we've got over 2,100 hours. We've actually done a 35-day continuous operation on wood chips and corn stovers and ag residuals as part of an independent engineer review done by R.W. Beck. 35-day run, and we were very pleased also with how the unit performed, and the report from R.W. Beck reflected that.
Why is this something that ICM felt it was important to do?
Originally, our interests were to give another platform of energy to the ethanol industry. Gas prices, when we started the project, were pretty high, and we just felt it would be a unique opportunity for a lot of the ethanol industries, if they're close to a community with RDFs or MSW issues, that they could actually assist that community, find a source to take that and provide energy to the plant. If you're in an agricultural region, corn stovers, biomass, of course, they were excellent fuels also. Natural gas prices being low, our focus is more looking to help communities resolve the RDF and MSW issues that are currently facing us, and that is our general focus right now in trying to bring this to those communities.
Where do you think the future lies as far as biomass gasification?
We think it's obviously an important source of energy. It's not the total solution, but it's part of the solution. We focus strongly on that because we firmly believe that's an important route that needs to be part of our energy solution.
Thank you very much. That's Bert Bennett with ICM here at the International Biomass Conference and Expo in St. Louis. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.